We go live now to Ukraine and Joseph Lindsley, who sent us this recording. What are we listening to? Good morning, Joe.
Bob, good morning to you. Good afternoon from Lviv. We just finished a calm nationwide air alarm. And this is a song by Suzanne Vega, a famous singer, called The Last Train from Mariupol. And some friends who were from Mariupol, who escaped, sent me this song. And, I think some people don't understand when celebrities make songs about Ukraine. They think it's just a fad. But to really see the impact that this global outpouring of especially creative support for Ukraine, it really has an impact on those who've suffered. And so my friends who lost their home and everything, and many people they knew were killed, listening to this song gives them some measure of some kind of peace in a way. To know that the world is paying attention and that, you know, Mariupol, since the Revolution of Dignity, they had really developed it into a lovely city by the sea, and it's all gone. So without songs and stories, people are afraid that these memories could be lost. And so this is a haunting song. She even says God himself was on the last train to Mariupol, really underscoring how barbaric the Russians are in their plan to destroy.
And the culture, as you have pointed out, is so rich and so important to preserve that. And music is certainly one way. Western allies are urging Ukraine to shift from that brutal Eastern battle, many battles there in the East going on, and they want Ukraine to focus on a southern offensive. Explain that, Joseph. Now, what do you think about that?
There have been rumors in the past few days that these rumors are coming from Russian sources that they are making a push into Zaporizhia toward Zaporizhia City, the capital of that region. And there's a little village called Huliapolia. I always mispronounce it, but it means walking fields if I pronounce it correctly. It means something very bad if I don't say it correctly. I was actually in that village last summer. And it has been a front line, for most of the war. The Russians have been unable to enter the village, kind of similar situation as with Bakhmut further to the northeast. But the Russians, there's a lot of chatter that they're pushing in that direction. The city still holds. And, this is why Ukraine says now is the time to get better weapons, especially to get tanks. Today, a German military company said they are willing to give tanks to Ukraine, but they just need the permission of the German government, and that permission is still not forthcoming. I think probably we're entering a new phase where Russia has some big plan on what they're going to do next. It has been, despite the horrible battles in Bakhmut and continued shelling, there is kind of a calm now. We kind of wait and see. And in that city of the little tiny village of Huliapolia, I spoke to you from there in the summer, as I said, and that was where the staff of the hospital said that they were never going to leave. And when the chief doctor said that, it made our translator, a young girl, break down in tears. And, as I read this news today, I really think of those people who are still there. And interestingly, that town was the hometown of a Ukrainian hero called Nestor Makhno. And in the early 20th century, he fought against the Bolsheviks. If you look him up on Wikipedia, it says he was an anarchist, but that's not really an accurate description. It's this Ukrainian idea of independence from government and dependence on each other. And that city is very significant because it's home to Nestor Makhno, who in the end, he was exiled by the Russians, by the communists, but he still remains a great hero. And that spirit of Ukrainian defiance is exactly what we see today in this war.
Since we've had these conversations with you, Joseph, I have been really curious about where my parents came from, because they're both from the part of the world you're in right now. And over the years, it was very confusing because my father at some points he would write down Kiev, or Kiev as we now say, as his birthplace. And then other times he would talk about Odessa being where he was born and raised. So I did a little investigating. I don't want to turn our show into that PBS program, Finding Your Roots. But tomorrow, can I ask you a little bit about a couple of places there? And maybe you can help with your knowledge of the geography there and maybe assist in finally tracing my roots a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would love to have that conversation. And what a nice connection. And I remember you had, the Odessa roots. And because there was a friend shared this from Odessa on social media the other day. You know, that city is known for its sense of humor. And there's a sign, and they have frequent power outages throughout the city. And there was a sign on a storefront. It said, Svitla Namaya, Obertaita Planetu Vrushnu, which means there is no light today. Please rotate the planet manually. It's a very quirky sense of humor there in Odessa. You said your father had the same. So
he certainly did. All right. More on that tomorrow. I look forward to it. Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you, Bob.